be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning again. Today, on this Feast of Pentecost, this is kind of an important feast in the liturgical year of the church. First of all, Pentecost traditionally marks the beginning of the missionary work of the church, when the apostles first received the Spirit and they were filled with wisdom and zeal and courage, and they went out and they began to preach and they began to witness to Christ. That was the beginning of our church. That was over 2,000 years ago, and the church is still going strong today. The church will be around for a long time, and that's one of the things I just want to leave with you today. We shouldn't be afraid of what we think is happening in the church. It will be around for a long time. We have to remember again what the church is. I mentioned this once before, we're not talking about church buildings. We're not talking about the organizational structure of the church. We're talking about church, the people, the followers of Christ, you and me. We are the church. You know, I'm sure many of you have noticed that ever since the clergy pedophile scandal that became public in Boston back around somewhere in 2002, and in recent years, even in all over the country, even in our own state here and in our own diocese, things have really gotten kind of iffy for the church in terms of religious vocations. You know, there are so many fewer vocations than there used to be before. I mean, at one time, for example, we had 280, 290 priests. We're down to 160, and 55 of us are already retired. So that's about one-third of the priests that we have left in this diocese that are still, or that are retired. And the ones that haven't retired yet, many of them are almost over the hill, like some of us are, you know. We have fewer priests, we have fewer sisters, we have fewer parishes. You don't find a Catholic school today with any teaching sisters or nuns. There just aren't that many left. And churches, you know, up until recently, we had like 125 churches in the diocese. Now we're down into the 90s. And we barely have enough priests to fill those slots. You know, and people are saying, what is going to happen to the church? Where are we going? And I'm saying to you, the church is going to be around for a long time. You know, again, we have to remember who the church is. As long as we have people of faith alive and well, our church will be alive and well. You know, just look at some of the parishes. Look what's happening. Right here at St. Patrick's, I don't know, I guess you have like 700, 800, 900 families, I don't know. But you have that many families and you have one priest. How does he manage it? Well, just look around. Not only here at St. Patrick's, but in all of our churches, look at the number of lay men and women who are becoming actively involved in their church. You have singers, you have servers, you have sacristans, you have lectors, commentators, ushers. You have so many people that are getting involved in the church. That is fantastic. And that is the church growing and continuing to grow and continuing to exist. We don't have to be ordained to work in the church. We don't have to be professed religious to work in the church. As long as we try to keep our faith alive, the church will be fine and the church will do well. You know, we have a lot of people in our world, in our country, in our city that would like to see the church just fade away, the Christian church, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I mean, we can be criticized and we can be, you know, this whole pedophile thing. You know, it's like the Catholic Church is the only organization in the whole world that has pedophiles. You know, always, always. Not that it's right, but, you know, every profession has their saints and their sinners. And they will be acted on and dealt with accordingly. But the church, what I'm saying to you is, as long as we try to remain strong in our faith, the church will be around for a long, long time. So on this Pentecost, without getting too excited about things, you know, we should just take time to thank God for the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit within all of us, the Spirit that keeps our faith strong and the Spirit that keeps us active and involved in our church. Little story. Not long. This priest on Pentecost Sunday, he had all the kids from the religious ed classes over to Mass, and he was preaching on Pentecost about the beginning of the church and everything. And so after Mass, he decides he's going to go over to the school and visit one of the classrooms. So he goes over to the fourth grade, walks into fourth grade, and he says to the kids, he says, "Now, all of you are at Mass today. What feast are we celebrating today?" Well, all their hands went up, and they all knew that it was Pentecost. And then he decides to ask another question. He picks out one little kid, one little boy, and he says, "Johnny, can you tell me when the church was founded?" And Johnny looked at him and he says, "Founded, Father?" He says, "I didn't even know the church was losted." I know it's bad, but that's all I could find. Please stand for the profession of faith.